First pack of Sukkah Mishnah Yudav. Ha'oises Sukkot Kamin Srif. The person made his Sukkah like a tent, which means that the two walls lean against one another and they come to a point on top. Oh, She'samcha L'Kaisel. He took one wall and he leaned it against the wall. So basically, the schach and the wall are one continuum, one diagonal thing. Rabbi Lezer says it's possible. Because it does not have a roof, you have to have a vertical part and then a horizontal part. The roof doesn't have to be straight, it could be at a slant, but it has to be at a different angle than the walls. This is a discussion whether it's oil neshupa, tilted oil is considered an oil. Machtelet konim gedoylo. Machtelet is a mat. Mat made out of reeds. Now it depends what it's made out of. Why wood was made? It was made for the purpose of sitting on it in the Kabbal Tumah. It was made for the purpose of being a schach or a wall, then it's not a Kabbal Tumah. Today, they have these mats that they sell, they're made in Africa. And over there, these mats are made for making walls and roofs of these huts that they have. So that's why it's kosher. Here, the discussion is, what do we assume when a person made a mat? If he made it specifically for Shriva, then it's Makabal Tumah, and it cannot be the Tzach. The speaker was made for it, just as a roofing, Mesachim Bov, and Makabal Tumah can use as Tzach, and it's not Makabal Tumah. Yeah. Rabbi Lezer says, Echaz Ketana ve Echaz Gedoyla, also the Shriva Makabal Tumah, he says, Tanakam said it just by a Machtel Gedoyla. And Rabbi Lezer says, whether it's a big one or a small one, depends what your intention was. So it's not clear what the Machtel is. So the Gemara explains like this, that if someone made a small Machtel, it's a small mat, and everybody agrees, I mean, a stam is made for sitting on. Small mats are made for sitting on, it's not the size of a roof. And therefore, it's only a Kabbal Tumah, it would only be kosher for Tzach, it was explicitly made for roofing purposes. Achlekes is by a large one. The Tanakhama says that stam, if it's a big one, it's made for to be a tzrach, and the small one, menastam, is a shriva. So, according to Tanakhama, if you made a big one, menastam, you don't have to designate it for tzrach, it's automatically tzrach. Whereas, Lezer says that whether it's a gadol or a katan, it's menastam, a shriva, and therefore you have to make it explicitly for the sake of. Now, our discussion of a Mishnah is only as far as is this mat Makabal Tumah or not. And for that, it helps if it was made with Shem Tzach and not with Shem Shriva. There are other problems with mats. Some of the mats are tied together by string, which is a double Makabal Tumah, Machatchila, which has Tzach, which is held down by Zohar Shem Makabal Tumah. There are various problems that may come about. One should ask a Shaila before buying any mat for his Sukkah.